This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history road. Dynamic banter.
Robin Williams is cat.
On today's podcast, let's just talk about all the movies Robin Williams been in that we love. Like, I'll start. RoboCop.
RoboCop was a great one.
Uh-huh.
Conan.
Yeah, the Conan Barbarian. That was his first role.
That was a good Robin Williams joint.
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
And a lot of people don't know he voiced 50% of the characters.
He was in it.
Live action Robin.
Yeah, he's the narrator.
Yeah, he also played Yukon Cornelius.
He was also, do you remember that movie?
But not in Rudolph. He played in Yukon Cornelius's only other role.
Yukon Cornelius.
Remember?
Yeah, wasn't that was
Chicken
that?
Run.
Yeah. Brad Pitt. George Clooney was the voice of
Chicken Run.
Of Chicken Run. He voiced Chicken Run.
Yeah.
Well, guys, welcome to Sleepy Dynamic Banter. It's Thursday afternoon. Well, it's Thursday morning, I'll give you that.
It is Thursday, huh?
It's Thursday, man.
Fuck.
I know. This week went wow.
Yes.
This week went into wow mode.
Strap in.
Strap in.
This week is about to get is go from zero to wow.
Dude, so many things happened between the last episode and now, and I really just couldn't tell you what.
One of them.
I couldn't tell you one thing. I went to ClamorCon in not Palm Springs, not Palm Desert, Indian Wells.
Indian Wells.
Is where ClamorCon is.
And you can't, I don't think that's a thing. Having a hell of a time. Steve has a drinking problem. A lot of people don't know.
I was in the desert for a week and I didn't drink one drip of water. So I'm just making up for it.
Better get those kids checked out. You gotta get those two back boys. Get those urine packs checked out.
Mike, did you see the Infinity War and Age of Ultron? Donald Avengers.
No, I did not.
Do you have any interest? So you must have read comic books when you were a kid, though.
I read some
Spider-Man.
Mainly Spider-Man's. And then there were too many, so I stopped.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's a lot.
As soon as you have to read a lot, I'm out. You know? Like, I could look at one comic book and be like, I can knock that out in a day or two.
Oh, right? Yeah.
But then what happens is Spider-Man meets a friend. And now you got to learn about the friend, and the friend has a group, you know, SWV.
I know, and then, like, an issue will just be about the friend, and you won't see Spider-Man at all.
Yeah.
And you're like, why did I buy this?
Yeah, why would I buy,
why
am I getting the Cyclops love story in the Spider-Man books?
Yeah. I don't care about this person.
Who gives a shit?
Who could
love this freak with one eye anyway?
And then they kill Spider-Man, and then someone else that you didn't like becomes the new Spider-Man.
That's my biggest problem with comic books, is that everyone dies so many times.
Yeah.
And well, it's like, we still got this suit. The suit didn't die.
I've got a question about wrestling, because wrestling has a lot
No one dies.
Yeah, it has a lot of similarities with comic books in the sense that there's like through lines and there's characters that are really cool and they're all kind of like superheroes in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
But no one has ever fake died in the wrestling world and then come back.
Yeah, they have a bunch of times.
Like the Undertaker.
Undertaker fake dies all the time.
Yeah, but
Undertaker puts in a coffin, fake dies. Vince McMahon fake died in a car fire once. On TV.
Yeah. How many people thought it was real when Vince McMahon died in a car fire?
It's tough with the different parts of the country. How many people think what is happening on the television show is real?
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of people think what we do on Dynamic Banter is real. And
wrestling is more real than what we do in this
Wrestling is more real. But you couldn't, baby Mike, teenage Mike, couldn't balance the intricacies of the WWF.
Teenage Mike could.
And the
grade school Mike could not.
And the Marvel Universe at the
yeah.
same
oh,
time.
Oh, yeah. Accurate.
Yeah, there was just like, you had to choose one.
It's so much. Plus, like, you know, I'm trying to see vagina and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's not like you can't keep track of all the things that you need to do to see a vagina.
Yeah.
And keep up with what's going on in wrestling and comic books. Do well in school.
In our day.
And I think I've proven that by being a wrestling fan and liking vagina. I didn't make the basketball team sophomore year.
Yeah, I think we knew we weren't going to be able to see vagina just
ever.
Based on
or
the things
whatever
that,
you were going to say.
Yeah, just based on the things that we loved.
Yeah.
Because when we were younger, the guys were like overtly nerds, and yeah. then the girls that were overtly nerds were kind of like quiet about it because yeah. they didn't want to be outed as like a nerd. They yeah. wanted to seem cool, and the same with the guys.
Everyone was a closeted everything yeah. unless you like sports when we went to high school.
And I guess the internet kind of exploded that concept, mm-hmm. right? Because it made it so that
you find other people who like what you like.
Yeah.
And you find out that it's not so weird.
And then you found people that were like motivational speakers low key and were saying stuff like, don't be afraid to like
yeah.
show yourself and don't yeah. be afraid to be yourself.
I was that.
Yeah.
2009.
So afraid to be myself because yeah. it was
oh,
like.
Oh, no, I meant motivational speaker.
Oh, you were a motivational speaker. Yeah. Well, you did those Mike Falzone videos where you helped people.
I was on that YouTube channel, Mike Falzone.
What would you say was the worst piece of advice you ever gave to someone in your career of giving
people
advice?
Well, by the time I was like doing advice things, I had already been through like all my hospital stuff and shit. And so I wasn't really. I was just trying to save people time. I would never talk about shit I didn't know about.
Yeah.
Or I would always come at it from an angle where it's like, well, this is the experience that I have with this.
Yeah.
And so I'll tell you what I did, but that's all I could really do. I was taught not to talk out of my ass at a very young age.
But
no
I do,
one likes that.
But I do like that you have like a pretty, I wouldn't say crass, but you have a very like, no bullshit kind of answer to most people's kind of like inquiries about life things.
Yeah.
Like you have a lot of like life advice
mm-hmm.
that is like, this is just what works for me. And this is what I think will work for other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just going to say it. So when someone asks you like, let's just do a candid me asking you a life advice question.
Okay. And then I'll tell you why. Remind me that part.
Okay. Great.
Ryan,
okay.
If we forget, you're on your phone. You don't give a shit.
He's listening to other episodes of Dynamic Banter.
He's like, I gotta brush up.
He's listening to it while we're Can you imagine if he was listening to a different episode while we're recording a new one?
He's listening to next week's episode.
He is listening to this week's episode. But okay, so here's a random piece of advice, Mike. How do I deal with people who don't pick up their dog's poop in the grass?
That's very interesting because I'll go back to like I deal with that as well.
Yeah.
But I never see anyone leave poop.
I know, that's the thing.
And then the one time in Santa Monica where I did see someone, I saw someone's small dog, very rich woman.
Rich white.
I saw her leave her small dog's small dog. Shit in the middle of the sidewalk near the promenade.
Jesus Christ.
And she watched her dog shit, and then she looked around, and there were not a small amount of people watching. And then she walked away, and I said, excuse me, miss, what's wrong with you? But it's like, I see people do fun things, like they'll stick little signs in the dog shit every once in a while. But people, that's how they're still like, I just think if you leave your dog shit, if you live in like a highly populated, like everywhere around you is an apartment building and there's only precious little pieces of grass, and those pieces of grass, those little knolls are filled with dog shit because you're a negligent shitbag person
yeah,
who thinks they're better than everybody else. I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
It's just proof that other people's lives are worse.
What I want to do someday is go up, have that same situation. I would love to encounter that same instance.
Yeah, it's like training a dog. You have to see it happening to be able to rectify the behavior.
Right, right. What I would like to influence the audience to potentially do, if they're willing to do this. But I'm just saying this is what I would like to do. And there's a world where I, and on a particular day, I'm so fed up with everything that I'm just like, fuck it. I'm going to take everything out on this person.
I'm going to eat this shit.
But if I was in the position where somebody, male or female, whatever, leaves a dog turd in the middle of a fucking sidewalk, like in a populated area, and I see them do it and they start walking away, I would also do the "excuse me, miss" situation, or "excuse me, sir," or "excuse me, person," and I would be like, "Is this your? I just watched this happen. Is this your dog? This is your dog's poop. So, like, what's going on here?" And then if they go like, "Oh, you know, I don't have a bag.
I forgot a bag. Every day for 3 years,"
and I'd be like, "Oh, no problem. Let me help you out here." And I would just pick it up with my bare hands and hand it to them. I go, "There you go. See you later.
Hey, found this. Can I show you something?"
Uh-oh. Mike's going to show us his new scar. Mike got into a boat wreck the other day.
See that?
Oh, yeah.
That's from me being on my phone and just going about my business. And I take these long walks. Look at it.
Yeah, I'm looking, man.
I take these long walks and I work on my phone.
Yeah.
And I'm not looking up all the time, Ryan.
No, of course not.
I'm not. Okay? I'm not.
You get it, Ryan?
Ryan? I fully
understand. Do you understand, Ryan?
What if I hit Ryan with this and he made this sound?
His body did that.
So I'm like emailing and doing stupid like online shit or posting stuff on Instagram, and I'll step in some shit in the middle of the sidewalk and it makes me want to incinerate the neighborhood.
Yeah.
But I won't. Can I tell you another fucking fucked up, stupid fucking thing? Someone help me make sense of this.
Okay, let's have it.
New Mr. Rogers?
Let's talk about it.
There is a CrossFit gym that moved into my neighborhood. Uh-oh, number one.
Uh-oh.
Because.
You got douchebags.
And I'm not saying anything about the people who do CrossFit.
Sure.
What I am saying is that CrossFit is stupid as fuck. You don't need to flip a truck tire to get abs or ever.
Yeah.
There's no one who need those big heavy ropes do important shit. You don't need to flail them around so you can get some forearm
definition.
There's
someone that needs to use those for something important.
Somewhere, someone lost a tugboat because you needed forearm definition. Good point number two. So these idiots, these dirt nothing idiots, came into my neighborhood and opened up a CrossFit gym, painted the outside almost all the way up to the top, but couldn't reach. Travesty Barker. And then to promote their grand opening, they spray painted the name of their gym on a bunch of the trees.
Wait, where is this? Is this the place that used to be the rug place?
Yes.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. I drive by it, and I get a feeling, an energy feeling of douche from it.
I get this feeling, energy feeling.
I get an energetic feeling of douche. Like, there is a strong concentration of douche.
They painted it red, but they might as well have hired Shepard Fairey to just make the building into a gigantic douche container. Because that's what's in it. Douche. And they spray painted. Dude, how long have trees, how long has the palm tree been in the neighborhood? 75 to 100 years?
Yeah.
At least?
Certainly.
Imagine holding up a stencil and spray painting the name of your CrossFit gymnasium on a tree and being like, "We're the new kids in the neighborhood." And then
that's
seeing
true.
That if
that's
you live
true.
In the neighborhood and being like, "Oh, someone spray painted our tree. We gotta check that gym out." That's what you think happens.
Hey, these guys are pretty cool.
That's insane to me. The marketing, looking around at all the things in the neighborhood, be like, "Well, we can't spray paint this because it's a felony. But this is a tree. And people cut down trees.
Listen, officer, it's just the name of our place of business. So, yeah. And this is our place of business, so that's that.
Officer, if you don't mind, take a little break from writing that citation. Can I feel your abs? Because we could do a little better down
Here's
there.
Here's the deal, officer. Your
bread
how
basket.
How about a free month? You just got to put your credit card info down.
You could take us all away and charge us for a felony. Also, the cops could easily see that and walk a block to where the perpetrator probably works. And then it's funny to bribe them with, like, you ever want to flip a tire?
Mike, I think
you ever want to sign up for kid boxing classes?
Can adults join kid boxing
classes?
Hell yeah,
classes? Man. You want to win or what? They call
I
it
never
winning.
Got to win, so.
They call it winning boxing. It's for people who grew up with low self-esteem. You get
Mike Tyson. How many times did Mike Tyson win boxing?
Most.
So
most
many times.
Times. Yeah.
Mike, let's talk about, because I think you're onto something with this poop thing.
I'm hot.
Goddamn right.
Emotionally. Temperature-wise, I'm doing nice.
Mike, let's make a little transition here, may I? Let's talk about poop really quick.
Let's make a transition into what we were talking about.
No, we were talking about the douchebags at the CrossFit place. Okay. Let's talk about
different pieces of shit.
Yeah, let's talk about different poop. The poop that gets on your shoe.
Okay.
So nobody likes it when they step in a poop and then they've got it on their shoe.
Cortez is a particularly bad shoe to step in shit in.
Oh, really? Has it got deep grooves?
It's like putting French onion dip on a ruffle. Guessing crevasse?
Gross. Lots of crevasses. Lots of ridges. How many ridges do you think you've dealt with in your life? Take the
Dude,
mic.
That's a question I would have to think about for a long time.
Take the mic out and then twist it and then get in there. Take the mic out of the goddamn microphone, Michael Foam. Michael Foams. And then, just give it a good hard twist.
Just talk about what you were going to talk about.
You're right, because this isn't interesting to people that are listening. But they're waiting for this poop talk big time. They're having their breakfast and they can't wait.
Big time, big time.
Ooh, well, we got big time poop talk here.
Poop
coming.
Talk, wagwan, big time. I want to make a joke right now that I can't. Why is it that that could sound okay for a second, and then you blow too hard? Almost great, Steve.
Almost great is going to be my biography title.
Very important to not listen to this podcast with your pet cobra. So poop, what are you guys saying?
So poop, no one wants to step in poop, and there's no shoe that really is equipped to handle stepping in poop. Mm-mm. Because you got those grooves and those ridges, and you got to get in the grass, and you got to do that fucking, cleaning your shoe in the grass move.
The old stomp and drag.
And sometimes that doesn't work because the grass isn't getting into those crevices. So what do?
The grass has enough to do holding on for dear life in California.
Yeah. And
grass you see in California is holding on for dear life.
Every piece of grass in California does not want to become fire.
Yeah.
does not want to be lit on fire.
That's, every blade of grass has the same aspiration. In California. So, it's raining right now. They're all like,
give it. Why did I have to grow under this fucking awning?
There's grass fighting other grass right now for water.
But what do you do, man, when you get your shoe covered in poop and then the grass isn't working? What are you going to go home with, like, a toothpick?
Yeah.
And pick out, like, fucking dog poop from
your
shoe?
Well, now's a great time for our sponsor, Quip. Because it's a vibrating brush.
And you can brush your shoes.
You can brush your shoes. There's a process. I used to step in shit, not to brag, but I come from a place where I used to step in a lot of shit.
You zeroed in on it.
And that's part of my story, my upbringing.
You would avoid
my origin, my Cyclops story.
You would avoid normal ground.
I would,
and step on shit.
I tried to
could.
Exclusively step in shit when I was a kid to build character. And so what you do is you leave your shoesies outside. You try to get that shit hard.
Oh, you want it to get dry.
And then the move back in the day where it used to get cold, when I lived in a place that got cold, was you'd smack the two
and
shoes
would,
together.
Oh.
And it would come out not unlike dirt.
Because after the dryness and the coldness, it would like kind of get a little frost on it or
yeah.
something.
But here it's like you have to get a stick or something and
ugh,
you have to
get in there and you got to clean out
yeah.
poop.
Because what's worse is like I was at the improv in the lab in the smaller room and I was sitting at the bar and I was like, something smells like shit and I can't get away from it.
Yeah.
So then I looked at my shoes, second favorite pair at the moment.
Ding,
and
ding.
There were some one, two. And there was and Tweedly D there. And I was like, I can't get away from it. There's a problem. And then I looked at my shoes and I stepped in shit and I was like, night's over.
Yeah.
Bye bye.
That's the
stomp
end.
And drag to the car.
It's a real bummer. And I wonder if we could go on Shark Tank with a tool that you could like, or what if there was like a almost like a welcome mat type situation, but
yeah.
it's got like spikies.
Like a needle and thread for dogs' asses.
Yeah. We could do that too. Yeah.
It's an option. It's not a good option.
Something tells me the animal rights people aren't going to like that.
Okay.
One
so
much.
That's out. What about a needle and thread to sew a spare bag dispenser onto people who don't pick up their shit?
I mean, the city kind of tried to rectify it. I mean, a lot of California cities try to rectify the poop everywhere thing by putting up these like little baggy posts.
Yeah, those are nice.
Doggy
and the
baggy
little dispenser,
posts.
And they hang the
yeah.
the waste basket.
That's nice.
That's very nice.
Yeah, I love that. Good solution. It probably took a large percentage of the douchebags that would leave their dog's poop on the ground. It probably took care of a lot of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because they're like, I don't need to buy bags because
right.
the city does it for me.
Right.
I'll leech off the city.
Uh-huh.
I'll be rich and leech off the city,
right.
which is how the rich stay rich.
But it doesn't solve the problem of like, oh, I don't need my dog on a leash because my dog's obedient and
Yo,
loves me.
I was thinking about that yesterday.
Yeah.
Why is it my responsibility to deal with your dog off the leash?
Yeah.
And then... Here's what happens. I'll be walking my roommate's dog, who is unbelievably well trained.
Let me see if I can
well
find
behaved.
Dog sounds.
See if you can find my roommate's dog on the on the internet.
I'm gonna play just dog sounds like
my roommate's dog. But
cars?
Like, I'll be walking the dog, and then I'll see a dog off the leash who is obviously very intimidated by my
sure.
muscular friend dog.
Most are
right, and they'll be like, "She's nice. She's nice." That information does not matter.
Yeah, it doesn't do much.
I don't need your stranger. You're already a stranger, and that's bad enough.
Mm-hmm.
You're one of the people who I smile at on the street that doesn't smile back. You're one of the people who I open the door for, and you just think that I'm there
yes.
to do that, and you
yeah.
don't say thank you. I don't give a fuck about your dog,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very clearly stated premise.
I totally agree. You know, a lot of people trust their dogs and
mm-hmm.
trust their animals, and that's cool. And they've built a bond with these animals that are, you know, they're your best friend and shit. But they're still animals, and there is a hot debate about, and it's hot, baby. There's a hot debate about keeping your dog on a lead. And, you know,
where it's appropriate, not in a neighborhood where everyone is at all the time.
Yeah.
If you want to take your dog to a fucking field
yeah.
where you're not around people just trying to go about their day to day, whatever, go do that shit. Go train your dog. Go reap the benefits of your trained dog.
Yeah.
But don't walk your dog at fucking 5 o'clock when everybody gets out of work.
And there's traffic and stuff, too.
And there's traffic and other dogs. Here's the thing. If your dog comes up is off leash and comes up to my dog and has a bad interaction and your dog gets their neck
yeah
snapped off
bitten right off
just your neck the head goes to the shoulders
yeah or the head's still in the air for a second while the neck's
gone spinning around
and it looks to the camera and goes
right? That's not my fault, that's your fault.
Yeah.
You got your dog's neck
yeah.
taken
yeah. You're right.
Liam Neeson.
And I think that that's kind of the problem. And my thing is like, when I used to walk Riggs all the time, you couldn't, like, sometimes you could have her off the leash when it was, like, really late at night. and there's like no one around.
Sunday morning, 7 o'clock.
Yeah,
in the
really
morning.
Early in the morning. Like, you know, it's you gotta be careful with rigs. It was like you gotta be careful around traffic because they'll run out. Like dogs will just, you don't know, man. Even though you know your dog really well, and you're like, oh, he'll stay by my side.
Yeah,
she'll stay by my side the whole time. It's like, no, you don't know, man.
It's been
something
well
could
documented,
make that.
Dude. Dogs love getting hit by cars.
They love it.
For
it's
years.
A game.
Yeah,
it's a game to them,
and no one win.
And, you know, I mean, sometimes dogs will fucking jump out of the car window, too. You yeah. know, that happens, too. And it's yeah. like...
It's to get hit by a different car.
They're trying to get hit by a different car. Yeah, they're in a car, and they're like, well, how do I get hit by a car while I'm in a car?
How can I get hit by this
I can't
car?
Make an accident happen. I'm going to jump out and try to get hit by a different car.
Yeah.
And it's just really one of those things where it's like, you know, we get it. You trust your dog, and, oh, no, she's fine. She's fine. She's friendly. She's friendly. And it's like... Look, I'm a dog lover, uh-huh. and like I don't mind. Like I was when we were in fucking.
You're a good dog lover. Who loves a bad dog? Fuck a bad dog.
I know, but the thing is like it depends on what your definition of a bad dog
it's
is.
It's
a
reflection
lot of people,
on the owner, dude. If your dog isn't well trained, it's something that you did or didn't do, and then you have to reap what you sow with that.
There's just dangers in having your dog off a leash, mm-hmm. off the lead, and. You just gotta pay attention.
Here's a good tip. Go outside, and I would smear some shit on your car so that the cars don't smell so good, so they're not so attractive to dogs.
Here's what I want to ask you, Mike.
Stop making your car smell like a steak.
I've got a question for you.
Your dog won't
someone
get hit
slammed
as much.
There. Did you feel that? What was that, a 4.5?
That's had about a 1. What is that?
I'm losing control of the sounds here, so I'm trying my best to.
You just hit play on everything.
I'm trying my best to not. And what's happening is now we're having an accident now, so I can't. I'm trying to do my best to get these dog sounds to stop.
Remember that one time we did a live podcast in a kennel?
We're coming to you live from the Camarillo Kennel,
and we thought it was a ghoul bar. Turns out. Uh-oh.
CC, baby. We're at the CC. Dude, let's talk about poop more, because imagine during the times, there had to be times when people were just, like, pooping down wherever they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, way back in the old-timey times.
In, like, in Game of Thrones times.
Do you think that people were stepping on human turds as much as we were stepping on dog
yeah,
turds?
Yeah, like pauper turds.
Yeah.
That's why people hate the homeless so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, because they were just...
Cover them with mint.
Where would they put a mint leaf?
Put them in the mint pit.
Put
instead of a shower.
Just use 4 mint leaves over the pupe. That should do it.
If you want to rid yourself of a homeless stench, follow the pauper with mint leaves.
Dude,
6.
I wanted. There's a discussion on the internet here about where toilets, like where public sewage and like where, like what to do with your poop became a problem
uh-huh.
in the old days. And I wanted to like talk a little bit about that with you because I think it's very interesting.
Okay.
I love poop.
What am I supposed to say to that? You tell me. Cruella De Vil in your fucking office? Who steps like that? Who walks like a debutante like that?
I just want to find
somebody
like...
riding one of those bicycles with a giant front wheel and a tiny back wheel.
A penny farthing?
Is somebody fucking 15 feet off the ground in a bicycle in this office?
Someone's
right
using
now?
A penny farthing in the office. A brief history of human waste disposal. Let's talk about this. Or did people in the Middle Ages throw poop out their windows?
Throw out the window.
Do you know if that's true, Mike?
I don't know. I wasn't.
People emptied the idea that people emptied their chamber pots out windows. Sorry, let me get some music here.
That happened until like 1984.
Let me in.
Baby boomers threw all their shit out windows. Did you know that? Baby boomers would empty their trash, their kitchen trash, out the window. And they'd be like, it's compost. Like, no.
It turns out that this is nonsense. People in the Middle Ages were no less sensitive to foul odors or disgusted by human poops than we are. They also did not understand exactly how human waste could spread disease, but they knew it did. They just thought it was something to do with its odors.
Maybe if we pray over it.
So medieval towns and cities actually had a lot of ordinances and laws to do with waste disposal, latrines, and toilettes. In medieval London, for example, people were responsible for the upkeep and cleanliness. Excuse me. How are we going to get that dog to shut up?
Maybe pet it?
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Are you talking to the dog?
No, the owner is like close by, but he's not on a leash.
He's not on a leash.
Excuse me. And that's the other thing, too. You see the dogs that aren't on the leash, and you're like, fuck, is that a stray dog?
Yeah.
And it's like, I've helped many a stray dog in my life. I'll ring a bell. And
A bell just for stray dogs?
Yeah, absolutely. Huh. It's the Stray Dog Bell.
What happens when you
Stray Dog
the
bell? Bell is my favorite 70s rock band.
Brian Setzer played with Stray Dog Bell.
They certainly did. And
ding ding ding.
You ever hear Jethro Tull?
Jethro Tull.
You've heard Jethro Tull, right? You can hear him doing like when
he's
you
playing
hear
at the
Morongo, jazz,
baby.
When anyone jazz rocks out, you can hear them go.
Dude, you know what that is? Them wishing they were playing a different instrument.
Honey, can you practice with the flute without the flute? Of course, I guess.
Yes, honey, I love you so much.
Yeah, and I don't want to be like, well, is that a stray dog? I got to save it. I don't want it to get hit by a car.
Yeah. Or even the opposite. Their owner is normally like 30 feet behind them on their cell phone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, was that a stray person?
Well, but also, is it like, how do I know if that motherfucker is the owner of that dog?
Yeah.
Like, they don't even pay attention to their dog. Because they're like, oh, Susie's real good. She'll just go poop, and she'll pee, and then she comes right back, and then we go inside. It's like, no, motherfucker, you need to watch your dog. You need to be close to your dog.
I think it's all being, and it's a greater, it's a personality trait to be accountable for your actions.
Yeah.
Whether that means you have a bad dog, and you didn't train your dog. There's two types of people. There's people who want a dog
honk
to be off leash and want to get a dog to that point, and people who get their dog to that point.
Right.
There's only those two people.
And that's the thing. It's like, it's all from like, it totally is from like laziness, probably. I don't want to put the harness
not,
on the dog.
It's wanting something. It's wanting the end result and not working as hard as you have to get to the end result.
And I do love the idea of like having a dog that's like self-sufficient and can fucking walk itself and shit.
A job.
Yeah, that's great, man, but that's not how that works.
No.
That's an animal.
That takes a lot of work. And you don't want to do that because you're too busy thinking about likes.
That's an animal that doesn't know or care about what the fuck you want. It just wants food and to go to the bathroom when it needs to go.
It's not the dog's fault. No one's mad at the dog for the shit that's being laid around, because that's a person problem, because we're civilized people.
I guess one could say debatably that dogs also want love and affection, but
do
I
they?
Think we've I think
let's
we've,
get a dog on. Can we interview one of these dogs in the kennel?
Greg has something to say. Greg, what's up? What do you got, baby? Tell us.
Hi, Greg. Thanks for joining us. Do you have anything to say about dog? Okay. Thank you for being here. Do you have We're going to give Greg a little rest. I don't know.
Oh, man. It's good. Hang on.
I don't know if what he's saying helps.
I wanted to stay saying that forever. Oh, man. You gotta turn it off right when it happens.
Greg's the new lead singer of the Black Crows.
Okay, Greg. You're okay, buddy.
Hey, little thing, never lie, she can't cause me, me, mom, me, me. Baby, here I am, the man on the scene. I can give you what you want, you got to come on to me. Gotta give that good old love that I got some more in store.
Hello.
Because you're still hard to handle now, baby. I just don't want to get into a fatal car wreck from avoiding shit with your car. No, from trying to save a dog that I think is a stray dog.
Yeah.
And before it gets into the street or whatever, and it's like, God damn, boys. You want your dog to be able to do things that it just won't be able to do, and that's that.
A lot of people want that with their kids, too.
They certainly do.
A lot of people will film their kids.
Fuck, that dumb dog's back. That dog's back.
Okay. Like, you better quiet down.
So back in the Middle Ages...
Never mind, go ahead.
They thought that the smell of poop is what was making the diseases happen.
This smells like sickness.
It smells filthy. Filthy.
How many R's in filthy? Right, he smells filthy. This must be what killed my mom.
So it says here that in medieval London, people were responsible for the upkeep and cleanliness of the street outside of their houses. The fines that could be imposed on them if they didn't do this could be extremely onerous. One account talks of an outraged mob badly beating a stranger who littered the street with the skin of a smoked fish.
Dude, one time, Zoya played footsie with me at a diner in Palm Springs, and I got extremely onerous.
Yeah, man. Were you ornery?
Hello.
Oh, man. It got recorded. I got to do a new one. Baby, me me oh me 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 me. He's real upset.
It's really accelerating.
He really wants to try to tell us something, but he can't. Okay, let's do some an ad really quick, please.
Let's do some old ads.
Okay, here we go. Guys, stamps.com is a sponsor today on Dynamic Banter. Honk, 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 honk. Ding, 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 ding. No one really has time to go to the post office. You're busy. Who's got time for all that traffic, the parking, lugging all your mail and packages? It's a hassle. That's all there is. That's why you need stamps.com. One of the most popular time-saving tools for small businesses. Stamps.com eliminates trips to the post office and saves you money with discounts that you can't even get at the post office. How about that piece of information for you children? Guys, Stamps.com brings all the amazing services of the U.S. Post Office right to your computer. Whether you're a small office sending invoices, an online seller shipping out products, or even a warehouse sending thousands of packages a day, Stamps.com eliminates the trips to the post office and saves you money, guys.
That sounds great, Steve.
And it handles all of it with ease. Simply use your computer to print out official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send. Once your mail is ready, just hand it to your mail carrier or drop it in a mailbox. It's that simple, guys. With Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail, not to mention it's a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. And Stamps.com is a no-brainer, saving you time and money. Nick Mundy. It's no wonder over 700,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com. So right now, guys, you, our listeners, that's you, get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. That's right, a digital scale. You just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in banter. That's stamps.com, enter banter, and send that stuff out with ease. Don't worry about going to the post office. You can just do it from your home.
I know for a fact we got a lot of craftsmen out there. We got people. We got artists. We got
We got eBay sellers, probably.
eBay sellers. This could help all y'all save a little money, a little coinage.
Larger houses had enclosed latrines attached to or behind their homes, which emptied into deep cesspits.
This place is a cesspit.
This establishment, if I may declare, is a cesspit.
Tossing the mint leaves.
These were also called a Jake's or a gong.
A gong?
And the men who were employed to undertake the foul-smelling task of emptying these pits.
Oi, go empty to Jake's.
Were called gong firmers or gong farmers. Gong firmers. Excuse me, you seem like a gong firmier.
Dude,
why don't you go to the Jake and clean out all of my pupe?
Dude, this is like the classic story of when the princess falls in love with a common man.
Yeah.
But the family doesn't want her to be with him because he's a gong farmer.
Let's make a movie called The Gong Firmiers. Yeah,
with Jack Black.
And it's like a series. It's like the first people that like would clean out the poop in medieval towns.
Yeah, I like
In
that.
Fact, how about this? It's a spinoff of Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
It takes place in the Game of Thrones world, but it's the poop cleaners.
Yeah. During the Red Wedding. They gotta clean up everyone.
That's the theme song to that song.
I hated it. I would never watch
not surprisingly,
one episode.
Not surprisingly, these men were well paid. And the gong firmiers of medieval London usually ended their day with a much needed...
with dying. You know why they got really handsomely rewarded?
No.
Because their life expectancy was 14 years.
You're digging around in poop? You're not going to live long.
We'll pay you all the riches you want.
Dude, these guys would... take a dip in the river Thames or whatever it is. It might be Thames. But they would just jump in the river after digging around in poop all day. Smaller residences made do with a bucket or a clothes stool.
Front-loading clothes stool.
C-L-O-S-E, a clothes stool over a basin, either of which was emptied daily. They were usually carried to one of the...
Jacob, come remove my shite!
They were usually carried to one of the streams that emptied into the nearest river and emptied into the water.
Cool. And then where do they drink from in medieval times?
This made some of the
further
streams,
upriver,
like the Fleet, rather foul-smelling and gave one in the city of Exeter the lyrical name of the Shitbrook. Now, yeah, if you're trying to get to the shit brook, what you're going to want to do is pass the old cum tree.
Worst town ever.
And then racist Johnny with one leg is over there.
Yeah, he lives in the dick house.
He's going to ask you for money, probably a shilling. There were also public latrines maintained by the City of London, like the large communal municipal latrines on London Bridge that emptied into the river. Mm.
Shit off, go. That's where the expression "go shit off a bridge" came from.
So you could see your pal in medieval London, and he'd be carrying like a big chamber pot or something. You can't leave. Fired. Who was that, Joe? What did he do?
He came and he.
I thought that was Ryan.
Ryan's been there the whole time.
Oh, he's gonna light candles and stuff. Anyway, hey little mama, let me light the candle, but. Hello. Ha ha ha. you could see your buddy in London go, "Hey, mate, hey, come here, mate, what are you doing?" And he'd be like, "Oh, I'm just carrying my shit to the river."
Yeah. What are you doing?
Oh, fuck, dude. Is that what that fucking smell is?
Yeah, don't act like you don't shit and don't carry it to the river. All of us do it.
Yeah, but I gotta be honest with you, mate. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of punching it.
Punching what?
Your chamber pot, mate. So
why
the poop goes,
would you do?
Because the poop will fly in your face and everyone will laugh. And I'm a punk rock, baby.
That seems like one of those fins that maybe you do without telling me. So I'm taking not only by surprise, but completely on
I got to work on that, mate. You go on, take your shit. Take your shit in the river. So someone would be like swimming in the river and then someone would just dump a pot full of poop and piss.
Dude,
right
a
next
mile
to them.
Away, somebody's swimming and having a good time, their kids, and then somebody empties the pot and like 20 minutes later, the kid's like...
<There's>... Oh, man. Careful in that end, baby. Careful in that...
You're going to want to swim around the shites.
Now you see that corner of the river there that's all brown? Yeah. You're going to want to stay away from that.
Put up a rope. Swim on this side of the rope. The other side's all shot.
Oh, honey, come on out. You just swallowed too much water. Let's cough it up.
We got to bring you to the cemetery.
It's fit you for a coffin, sweetheart.
Becky swallowed a bunch of water down at the lake. We're going to bring her to the cemetery for when she's feeling a little sleep.
Dude, why hasn't there been anything about these... Like, I've never seen... Even in, like...
That's how everybody gets the black plague.
But the poop stuff seems to be like an untouchable topic in like when you do medieval things. Because I've seen a ton of medieval comedies, and none of them have dealt with the chamber pot, really. Have you seen one?
I feel like that's the only way I know what a chamber pot is.
Right, but like they do the whole like, ooh, a chamber pot, ooh. And it's like it's never, it's all done in like a really like...
Well,
family-friendly
really
way.
What the story is about.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it's so interesting. Isn't it interesting that people would just, like, you'd have to dump your shit into a river, and then eventually the river would just smell like shit all day?
And then you had to migrate.
Well, what do you do? Yeah, like,
You move.
Like,
you walk and you
right?
move.
It's like,
you
man,
walk
we
and
fucked
you move,
up.
And then you find a town with weaker people, and you kill them, and you take everything that they have.
And you're like, okay, what do we do now? We can't shit in the river because we'll ruin this place.
We ruin the river, so let's go kill a town.
Yes, okay, so now we've killed everyone in this town, and we've got a new clean river.
Hell yeah, let's
how
shit
you,
again.
How do you think...
I've been holding in shit.
What do you think we should do to contain shit?
We'll shit in this river because it's new.
I want to have a scene where they're like, Joey, you got to go to that kingdom over there and you got to ask them how they deal with their shit. So let's see if we can get some info on how they deal with their shit.
Hello, good sir. I have a message.
Yes, what is it? We don't have time for peasants, or, excuse me, gong famia. What is it? Go on now.
I've driven all night on my trusty steed. I am in need of water and food, but mainly information.
Well, none of this is free, good sir, so would have you a shilling?
You can take my sick horse, please.
We can use this horse. Go on now. Where would you like to
How
go? Here's some water and here's some mutton for you.
I'm sorry.
I'm talking, though. I'm the one giving you mutton. And here's your mutton and here's your mead.
Drop muffin off the top
if
of a castle.
Excuse me. If you want water, you're going to have to go in that horse drop over there and have a drink.
Well, I'm actually fine with water. Bought plenty of water. I've driven all night to find some information on how you deal with your shite.
Yes,
your...
yes, of course, of course.
The shite of your people.
I'm 18 and I'm set to die tomorrow.
I have 40 children.
Let's see here. How do we deal with our shit? Well, we have the pigs eat them. You just dump them in the pig trough and the pigs eat them.
So you dip the pigs into the water to clean the lakes?
Absolutely not. We just have a pig and shit area that's far from the town, and the breeze never comes this way. We don't have to smell the pigs on a big yet. You gong them! Get out.
What do you do with the pigs when they get too filled with shite, not unlike the rivers?
Well, we eat them.
Huh. And forgive me for that reaction.
Everyone in my family died last week.
I threw up a little bit, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
It seems disgusting, and it also seems like something you might not want to do. For example, we can no longer swim in our bodies of water.
I get it.
They've all turned to shite. If you're eating your pigs, which you feed your shite, you are, in so many words, eating your own shite.
I've got a song about it. Here goes.
Why would you write a song? As beautiful as that song was, I'll play the bottom side. I'm going to go to a different town.
This one's blinking in the thing. It's a blink.
Man, that's how you know it's on.
Sorry, this episode sucks, James.
Holy shit. Can I plug a couple things?
Yeah,
the
do it. Yeah,
broke?
Of course.
Dude, on May 29th, we're doing the Friends and Friends show at the world famous Laugh Factory.
I love that show.
So that's one of the things. Also, a lot of you have been sending us your pictures of you and your new dynamic banter pins, the silver and black ones and the glow-in-the-dark ones. That would make great cufflinks. At a wedding, very heavy cufflinks. Next week, I'm going to Tampa Bay with Elliot. At the end of the month, I'm going to Seattle with Elliot doing stand-up there. And also, me and Byron, the guy who makes the Dynamic Banter merch, we're opening up a cool vintage store because I like finding these vintage T-shirts and shit. It's called Horny for the Past. And we got the Instagram, Horny for the Past, and hornyforthepast.com, and we're selling these cool Ultimate Warrior pins. There's a four set of pins. One of those glows in the dark.
Horny for the Past.
Horny for the Past, and they were drawn by my roommate.
I love it. I think Horny for the Past is really funny.
That's my new business endeavor.
Well, I love it, Mike, and it's, you know, Gong Fibber. Noah Stauffer sends us a history ode saying the time Steve.
Noah Stauffer sounds like a gong.
What kind of gong, Fibber? Noah Stauffer says the time Steve almost murdered me. Hey there, bearded BBDB boys. My name is Noah, no relation. And I'm a 23-year-old born boy from Maryland. Can we get some dings?
Yes.
Hashtag humbler brange. I wanted to quickly recall the time Steve almost killed me dead. I deliver car parts for my job and always...
I deliver car parts for the American working man because that's who I am and that's who I care about.
And I listen to the Two Boy podcast to help pass the time while I drive. I was listening to episode 148, What's in My Pocket, when at approximately 45 minute 28 seconds, Steve, who later admitted it was an accident, blared the beginning of the History Road theme song at a decibel level that was too loud. I was driving through a construction zone at the time. I'm sure Mike can relate to when you hear something that's so goddamn loud, your open eyes have an immediate reaction and close eyes instinctively.
It's funny how people gain sympathy for me eventually.
When I opened eyes, I was merging towards a temporary concrete barrier, so I overcorrected and swerved towards oncoming traffic and almost crashed head-on into a van.
This is what you did to someone. Oh, you did this to someone.
Long story short, Steve.
I'm not trying to make you feel bad, but you did this.
Steve almost killed me. Thanks so much for having an amazingly bizarre and funny podcast. I love you, BB Boys, so goddamn much.
Steve almost
Man,
killed me.
Man, is someone
going to
die?
Wait. It's Always Sunny in
Here's
Philadelphia.
The thing, though. If someone died because of an episode of Dynamic Banter, we'd never know about it.
Yeah, we would. You think there's so many direct lines of contact to us, you think we wouldn't hear about that?
Well, but someone would just be like, I don't know what happened, but it was a car wreck. Poor guy. I mean, he passed. We didn't know what happened. We just know that he lost control of the car.
He definitely died, but the radio was still on.
Yeah, he was listening to his favorite podcast. That's nice. Isn't that nice?
A little loud for my taste.
Christopher Chow sends us an email saying, History Road, how I got more born boys into DB.
Oh, thank you very much.
Hey, Mike and Steve. Greetings from Taiwan. I'm here visiting my sister, and while I wait in her dorm, I decided to give a short History Road on how I did my part in getting more people hooked on Dynamic Banter. I took a nap in my friend's dorm and set an alarm to wake up for our next class.
Next thing you know, all my friends are listening.
The end. I had forgotten until I had woken up that I had set my alarm to the opening of Dynamic Banter episode 142, the one where Steve screams for seemingly forever to carnival music. That being said,
let's cut to a clip.
That being said, you could understand how they would be fucking terrified. I tried to explain by saying that it's a podcast.
No, it's relaxing.
Where a guy screams a lot and the other guy hates it. Dynamic Banter. That show where one guy screams a lot and the other guy hates it.
Dude, that's a great. I'm going to change our Instagram bio.
Yeah, that should be. Should the Twitter one too, or that should be different?
Ryan?
Yeah, let's do. That should be Instagram.
Ryan,
Twitter
still
will be
here.
Ryan,
make
has
a
passed.
Noise if you're here.
Long story short, we did not end up going to that class I had woken up for, and instead listened to some FB greatest hits. What's FB?
Fall
Maybe
boy.
It was meant to be DB, and it was a. Some DB greatest hits such as
How
to Catch...
How close is the F to the D on the keyboard?
It's pretty close.
Oh, it's right next,
it's right
it's
next
touches.
To it. I tried to explain by saying it's a podcast where... let's see. So instead we listen to some Dynamic Banter greatest hits such as How to Catch a Lost Bird and An Octopus's Cum. I got two new DB boys that day, so you guys owe me. I will be accepting my commission check in the mail. Thank you for all the laughs, Chris.
Ryan, send him a check.
It can be
check out of your own pocket. Send like, your own personal check.
It can be like $2.
Ryan really does have a check in his pocket.
Dana Duquette sends us an email saying, super short, Lil Honk Honk Dynamic Banter.
Why do you have a check in your pocket? Did you just graduate? Did you just make your confirmation?
Did your grandma give you that?
Is that a savings bond, Ryan? Are you waiting for the war to be over for to check that out? Why do you have that?
What's it for? What'd you do? Web
did
design.
You,
that's
did you
nice.
Win a bowling tournament?
Yeah. Were you rummaging through your grandpa's stuff? Dana Duquette sends us a short History Road saying, "Dear Mike and Steve, sincerely, Dana."
This has been.
Here's another short History Road from Corbett B. It says, just for Steve, but I have a feeling it won't be. Good morning, afternoon, night. My name is Corbett, longtime listener, first-time emailer. Just wanted to tell you two bearded born boys how much of an impact you've had on my Lee comedy brain.
Corbett?
Corbett.
Like the gum?
I got into improv about a year ago because of you guys, and I'm now the vice president of my troupe. Shout out to Gluten-Free Improv. That's very funny. I know, hashtag no shoutouts,
no
but
shout-outs.
Worth a try. That's fine. That's funny. I think I'll keep that in. Stay funny. P.S. I miss Will. Bring that boy back.
Go watch the stuff that Will's doing.
Yeah.
Will's
I mean, Will, he'll be back around, I'm sure. I mean,
Will's trying to recreate the like the co-workers videos on the People Be Like channel. I think it's the smartest thing.
Yeah, that's really neat.
He's very smart.
Yeah, good for him. Check out People Be Like or Will's stuff. I think it's People Be Like, right?
Co-workers Be Like, I think it's called.
Joke structure fail from Tony MP says, Baby Bean Boys, I attempted to use the ultimate joke structure in class, but it bombed because...
Ultimate joke structure is my favorite WWE champion in the 90s.
Because everyone is dumb or I'm not funny. First, some context. I'm in a banking and finance course in the UK.
Okay, so that combined with the other thing you said,
that's
I could already tell you what the problem is.
I think we figured it out. If you need more help, we can tell
Either everyone's fucking dumb or I'm not funny.
With financial modeling, we often use these equations called regressions. Ugh, snooze fest. Jesus. I'm going to read this email before I go to bed tonight. The simplest form you may remember from school takes the form...
I promise you I don't.
Y equals MX plus B.
I do remember that.
To cut to the chase, there are some types of regressions called spurious regressions, i.e. useless or meaningless regression. When my lecturer first mentioned this in class, I said, spurious regression is my favorite spell from Harry Potter.
It's not bad. You could have said your favorite era from wrestling.
it bombed, but oh well, I laughed. Wow, Tony, I think that's funny.
It's
spurious regression.
I've heard worse for sure.
That's a good one.
Spurious regression.
My
favorite Harry Potter wizard is Nervous White.
Someone's out there stomping around and I could feel it in my spine. Is that like, is the monster from Paranormal Activity here?
Didn't see it.
Hunter Morgan says, this message will self-destruct around May 20th or so. I think maybe the most punk rock thing to do would be to play a drinking game with the last episode. Every time one of you says, spit it out, take a drink instead. Now that's punk rock, Hunter.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I'm not going to say nice stuff in this one because I'm still a little salty at you boys for never reading my very good history wrote about droughts. I'm not really salty about it anymore. I'm just joking around, okay? All right, buddy.
I just got a text message from Elliot, who was worried about ticket sales, saying that I should plug the Tampa Bay and Seattle shows.
Cool. We'll get to that as soon as we're done with the podcast.
But Elliot's worried. Elliot seems pretty worried, and he has a glass held up to the door right now, making sure that I do it.
Someone sent us their location on Google Maps.
Well,
I don't like that at all.
Get the cameras. Let's take this show on the road.
I'm farting a lot. AJ Bumgardner says, failed bank is my favorite blank joke. Hey fuckers, I love you. I was playing Rocket League tonight with my good friend Jordan, humble brag, and as we got into a game
Jordan the goat.
And came eye to eye with our enemies, I noticed the two enemy gamer tags, Quench the Knife and Monkey Face. After which I said to my friend, Quench the Knife and Monkey Face are my favorite Tool albums. Silence from Jordan. Me. Tool is a band. It's funny. That. Never say it.
Quench
Never
the Knife and Monkey Face are my favorite Killer Instinct characters.
Never explain your joke to anyone. Yeah, that's good. I like that. Thank Reed you. Stein sends us an email saying, quick history road. Good day, my two horn honk born boys. I was at Mother's Day brunch with my family, humble brag, and we were telling my mom that she's wrong a lot and right a lot too. I saw my
worst Mother's Day ever.
I saw my time to shine and exclaimed, right a lot is my favorite Kevin Hart movie. Everyone looked at me weird and they still love me anyway. Wow, this joke doesn't work for a lot of people.
That's okay. Well, that also wasn't a great one. To be honest, if we're going to rank these, that wasn't a great one. Right a lot would have been a great like Knights of the Round Table character. And I think more people would have been on board with that.
Yeah, I think
you're
right.
How many people know that Ride Along is a... That's a movie that you know about that you're hoping the rest of your family knows
Ian,
about.
Ian, how's your family going to know about
this
that?
This is called reading the room, baby.
Yeah,
you
got to
be around people who might get it.
But listen, it's a skill. You're going to learn, and then you're going to do better, and the next time you do one, it's going to be funnier.
You know how many jokes I've told that aren't funny? Percentage-wise?
I've told so many not funny jokes.
I've told less than 50%. Funny jokes.
I think I was just going to say that I've probably told more bad jokes than good ones.
Yeah. So don't worry. One day you could be like us.
Z Jawani sends a short history road saying, hey, Mike and Steve, I hope this is the last history road you read for this episode. That's it. And it was, Z. Guys, thank you for listening. Oh, my Tamagotchi pooped. Hang on. Let me clean it up.
Don't just leave it there, you fucking piece
of shit. I'm a responsible adult. I need a responsible dad, and my son has pooped in the living room, and now I need to
You have
clean
been
it.
Posting stories with that, and they're not paying you to do it.
No.
And It's alarm. The amount of attachment you have to that is alarming.
Dude, I love it. Look at this thing.
Yeah, I see it.
It's so cool. And by the way, this thing that I'm holding in my hand will not be in the hands of consumers until August.
Cool.
So it's like a cool little like
eBay thing.
Treat. Oh, well, you know, I'm not going to do that. But I'll tell you what I will do. I'm probably going to do a video where I review it.
You should do
because none of them are out. They're not out yet.
Can you do Tamagotchi on Twitch?
Yeah, just set up. I put a tripod right here, and it's just my hands pushing these little buttons.
Okay, you pooped again, gang. Make sure it hit up those comments and give us a bunch of tips to clean. Give me $50,000 if I should clean the poop.
Today I noticed that when you feed my son rice, he eats the rice and he eats the bowl.
Rice bowl, gone.
He eats the bowl, too, and I'm concerned about it.
I used to, dude, when these were big when we were kids and all the girls had them on their backpacks, I've killed thousands of
people. Yeah, because you just like would take it and then not give it back and they just die?
It was the only thing in school that you couldn't get in trouble for because the teachers thought it was so fucking stupid. They were like, Mike killed my Tamagotchi. And you're like, what? We're doing math.
Whatever you're saying doesn't sound like words.
Are you playing a video game and Mike stopped you from it? Mike's student of the month.
Guys, check out patreon.com/thevalleyfolk if you want to see what the old original members of SourceFed are up to.
Check out, go to.
Including myself. And we're making some funny stuff, and we're making a really cool video today, and we've got a bunch of really, really, really cool, awesome, life-changing stuff happening very soon. So please stick around and check that out. And if you're a part of our community, you know, there's some really cool stuff going on there. Anyway, Mike, go ahead and do your plugs, please.
On May 22nd, I'll be at the Tampa Bay Improv with Elliot Morgan. And then May 29th, which is a Wednesday, is the Friends and Friends Crowdwork Show with the world-famous Laugh Factory. Huge deal that we're there. Please come out. Guest list, booming. And also May 31st.
Matthew Booming.
Dad Pants. May 31st, which is a Friday, me and Elliot will be in Seattle. I fucking love Seattle. Come hang out at the Fairmont Abbey Arts Center, which I believe is a little theater. Come empty your latrine at our house.
And follow me on Twitch, .tv/thevalleyfolk to watch me give my son a bath on this
Also, Ryan's been doing a great job with all of the videos.
Yeah, ding, 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 ding.
He's also been doing behind-the-scenes videos, which you can't see anywhere else. So follow this podcast everywhere. Ryan's been taking over the Twitter. I'm doing the Instagram. And, Mike in the Morning comes out every Tuesday, and come see us do stand-up and support the Valley Folk.
I just gave my son 3 baths in a row. I forced him to have these baths.
After
because
you eat a rice bowl, you gotta take a bath.
You gotta have a goddamn bath, son, because you're covered in rice. Guys, thank you so much for listening to Dynamic Banter. Shout out to Ryan. Shout out to Mike. Shout out to you guys, the audience. We love you very much. And we'll check you out next time on the podcast. And before we go, how about a message from Greg?
Hello. That was a HeadGum Podcast.